are here with Co-op's Chief Technology Officer, Pam Brodzak. How are you, Pam?
Hello, good morning. I'm great.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You went for a run this morning. How was that?
Central Park, awesome. Yeah. Love the dog show.
And the dog show.
Everywhere. I love the dogs. Seriously.
That's awesome. I'm going to head down there this afternoon or maybe in the morning so I can see the dog show too.
Very relaxing.
Hey, speaking of really cool things, congratulations on your CTO of the Year Award from Technology Association of Iowa. How does that feel? Congrats.
Thank you. I was very surprised. So I went to the event and I had no idea that I was going to win. But I kind of was getting suspicious when the marketing folks kept looking at me and they kept saying, do you have an acceptance speech? And I'm like, you're right. No, I do not have one. So I was very surprised when they called my name.
Well, that's a great surprise. Congratulations. That's pretty cool stuff. Hey, you were also, God, this is a big year for you. You were featured in Credit Union Journal. Nice little profile there. I read the story. Awesome, awesome. And you discussed integration. And we're all talking about integration these days with all these third-party vendors and all sorts of stuff. So what are credit unions talking about regarding integration these days? What's the hot topic in that area?
I think the hot topic is really about having open architecture and an open ecosystem, right? No user wants to go and have 15 different apps that you have to flip back and forth between. You really want one place to do your job. So what we're talking about is saying, okay, we have all these features and there's all these companies that do really cool things. Mm-hmm. So let's bring them into one ecosystem and make it easy to use. Have one place to sign on, one place to go to be that technology platform that you can use. Mm-hmm. And what our goal here at Co-op is, we're going to do that for you. We're going to bring all those apps together and make it into our application, into our ecosystem, so that you use us as your technology partner. Mm-hmm. And we're that for you.
Efficiency. And that kind of segues into APIs. What's the roadmap for APIs?
Well, that's how we do it, right?
Right.
We use the APIs from these different companies, and we bring them in so that it's seamless, it's behind the scenes, and then you have your software that's the face of the system. So APIs is just the way and the mechanism to get that done. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to talk about blockchain.
Okay.
Like, we haven't talked about blockchain enough.
We talk about it a lot.
A lot. But it's a hot topic, so we got to talk about it. So you're going to be talking, you're going to be discussing this at another, you're going to be speaking at another, oh my gosh, Pam, you are everywhere. Women in Payments event in DC. So can you give us a quick little teaser what you're going to talk about regarding blockchain there?
Really, we're just going to talk about demystifying it. Like, what is blockchain? What's the differences between distributed ledger technology and blockchain, and what it means? I mean, it's still a ways out,
right.
But we all need to know and understand what it is and where it's going. Mm-hmm. We recently had Microsoft in our office for a day and a half, you know, really studying it and learning about it so that we are prepared and ready as it evolves.
Why is it such a mystery? Why is it so hard to figure out? I mean, I'm still like trying to wrap my head around it, but folks like you in the technology, you got to really good grasp on it. So why is it for the rest of us so difficult?
There's really not a manual on it. Nobody really knows what the rules of the road are. It's still evolving, and there's consortiums that are meeting and discussing, like, how should it work? Mm-hmm. And when you are disintermediating, and there's really nobody in charge, and it's all based on consensus, what does that look like?
Right.
And then what happens when something goes wrong? You know, we talked about that Ethereum fork, right? With all that millions of dollars, and then there had to be a decision made. Well, how do you get a decision made in a consortium? Mm-hmm. So it's still, they're paving the way, and we don't know the road yet.
Good. I mean, is it something that the consumer should really be well aware of, or should we just kind of have an idea of what it is and leave it up to the cool technology folks like you to kind of master it?
I think the answer is both, right? I think we all need to be aware. We need to know what's going on so that we are prepared for the future. But it's kind of like when the internet came out. You know, people were skeptical about it, but they didn't want to use it. They thought libraries were going to go away, and then look. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just change, and change evolves over time. I don't think it's going to be one day everybody's using blockchain, but I think it will evolve, and some of us will start using it and not know we're using it.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's the technology behind the scenes.
Okay. Wow. I mean, just some fascinating stuff coming down the turnpike here. Speaker, let's talk about the Think Conference. What do you want to take away from here, and then were there any speakers that kind of stood out for you?
I think there's a lot to take away from here. My favorite thing of yesterday was Meg Crofton. I really
From
Disney. I really liked how she talked about telling and leading through stories.
Yes.
I mean, because it really makes it personable, and it really makes you understand and learn from that, and it really gets your mind to thinking about different ways to conduct business or different ways to lead people.
Mm-hmm. How does that kind of connect with technology when you're a storyteller? How does that? I mean, I know this is kind of like off topic a little bit, or maybe a little bit of a tangent, but when you're trying to connect technology, make it relatable, make especially blockchain, that could be something there.
At the end of the day, it's all about the member experience.
Yeah.
And it's all about people and building relationships with people. And technologists can't deliver technology unless they understand what the experience needs to be like for the end user.
Yep.
So bringing all that together with stories and getting cross-functional people in a room to design and develop and to co-create, I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I agree. Pam, always a pleasure, always fun. Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. Well done, and congratulations on all the awards.